This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. Good morning and happy Wednesday.
Well, good morning there. Good morning there, Brad. Happy Wednesday it is. And second last work day of this week. I will take it. How was your evening?
Mine was good. I shot well last night. I need to improve my times a little bit, but hit ratio was really, really good. When I came home and took care of a few odds and ends that had been hanging fire, so overall it was successful. Yours?
Well, start to finish, it was a pretty decent day yesterday. Ken Huth from the, I guess he's Ken Huth Sales and Service. He's the guy that comes in to do the PMs for our Westbound wire bonders was in yesterday. He pretty much spent the majority of the day with us. We had a cookout yesterday, hamburgers and hot dogs. So he was there for that, and we hung out and talked personal lives and wire bonding throughout the day. And then I had some small successes with a new bridge module that we're working on and update to it. And so that was good. Working with Gordon on another project, and that kind of went smoothly yesterday. So work-wise, it was a nice day. Went home, and Lynn made some, she had made a bunch of pea soup and froze it. Into, you know, portioned meal prepping containers, and so we had that yesterday. Kicked it up with a little Chipotle Tabasco, and that was really good. Spent just a couple more minutes in ChatGPT, trying to come up with the best script for that AutoConnect. As I was mentioning yesterday, I think I'm ready to deploy it. So when I start my truck, the note turns on, but the internet's not on yet, and so I put the key in and turn it. And I want it to wait. I don't want it to auto-connect. I want it to wait till the Wi-Fi is up. Once the Wi-Fi is up, then I want it to establish a connection to my home hub. And so I think I'll probably deploy that today. And so, yeah, all in all, a pretty decent day, and looking forward to today.
Oh, very cool. It sounds productive. Overall, my whole day was good, productive. Looks like I've got my Medicare insurance taken care of. Well, not quite yet, but picked out. So I just got to enroll in that. That's a big relief off my mind. I picked up an old TV for my daughter that needs to get recycled. So going to head up to Hazman, I think it's in North Tonawanda, and then plan to go on Friday and drop that off, and some other electronics that I've just got to get rid of.
I assume that you've thought of every way you could possibly use any of these old electronics for your ham radio endeavors, right?
I did. The DVD player, I'm not sure if that would be usable, and then I just have an old AM/FM receiver that I bought when I was in the Air Force, secondhand when I was in the Air Force, and it's just been sitting out in the garage. I don't use it anymore, so I'm just going to toss it. I'm sure there's stuff in there that if I really dug through, I could dig some stuff out, but I don't know if I'm quite there yet.
Oh, some of those receivers could have market value, Facebook Marketplace value, if it's a decent receiver.
All right, I'll have to look. Excuse me, I'll have to look before I ditch it. But I don't think it is. I don't think it was anything very significant back in that day. But I'll look. before I get rid of it. I got a couple of days.
Yeah, I only think about that because I'm always talking to Nick Falsinetti, who's he's an audiophile, and he buys receivers and speakers and such off of Marketplace, similar to Matt Buehler. They share a common passion for what's the word I'm saying? I don't want to say recovering, but you know, finding those diamonds in the rough. Maybe you know, a simple repair, and it brings a pre-loved piece of equipment back to life, especially if it's a decent piece of equipment.
Yes, I can appreciate what Matt and Nick do when they do that. I'm more familiar with Matt doing that. I didn't realize Nick was an audiophile, but yes. I admire those guys that can do that, go through and, you know, troubleshoot a system and find the problem. I wish I could do that, but I've got other things that I do that I enjoy.
Oh yeah, if we held on to everything that we thought at some point, some day in time, I'll come back and tinker with this, we wouldn't be able to move around in our homes. Even now, I know last year I went through the garage and I threw away the majority of everything I thought, okay, I could part with. But I need to do what they do on that hoarder shelf, where you take everything and you split it in half. What can you part with, and what can you not part with? And then the showrunners come in and they say, okay, take all the stuff that you said you want to keep and split that in half again. And yeah, that's what I need to do as well.
Yes. When I heard this, I don't know, probably a year ago or something, on one of the podcasts I listened to, and they called it the 30-day challenge. And on day one, you get rid of one thing, whether it's throwing it out, repurposing it, or recycling it, or giving away, whatever you do. And then on day two, you do two items. And then on day 30, you do 30 items. I've tempered that or modified that to a 7-day challenge. So I get on a kick, and for 7 days, I try to get rid of one thing on day one and then seven things on day seven.
Wow, I can't even imagine what it would be like, you know, once you get up, if you did the 30-day version of that, you know, even anything over 10, I mean, that's a lot. It's almost time-consuming in and of itself trying to hit that number, unless you're looking at, like, piddly stuff and you're cleaning out a drawer and you're like, okay, old chapstick, you know, here's a worn-out pair of fingernail clippers. Okay, there's two, I don't know, a safety pin that doesn't clasp properly. There's three. I guess you can come up with little stuff, but it's decluttering. Even if you took that approach, it's, you know, it's still going to add up.
Yes, and I think you hit the nail on the head when they're starting to push for 30 items in one day. It's cleaning out a drunk drawer. Is it beneficial? Absolutely. That's why I've kind of, you know, brought it down to 7, so that I'm getting rid of, I won't say substantial, but yeah, you know, more of a substantial item.
Yeah, as I'm turning the corner here, I'm thinking about, you know, what would my substantial items be, and it'd be tough. I guess I'm a hoarder deep down. What are you gonna do? Yeah, and here I am, always thinking about wanting to buy more stuff. I'm stuck in that, you know, consumer mindset, you know, or there's something I could have. Do I need it? Yeah, sure. Anyway. All right. Maybe I'll pause a second and see if anyone else is in there to join us. This is K2PCB. Good morning.
K2PCB. WPET. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Sir Ross. The microphone is yours.
Yes, good morning. Another fun day at work. I not so much going on today. Just still catching up with stuff, pretty much. Here you're talking about the GPTAC, or, yeah, is that what it is? I know, pretty interesting conversation you're having there.
Yeah, the ChatGPT is a very nice tool. I'm using it more and more, and it's cool in it that it helps you work through your. It's a tool. Helps you work through your problem to help you solve it. It's not perfect. You do have to have your own checks and balances. And the code that we put together over the last 2 days, which total time wasn't more than 20 minutes altogether, it's not very long. It's pretty elegant, simple, and even when I looked at it last, I asked it to, you know, fully comment the script, and it does, which is nice because then you can see every line, every switch in the line, and it, you know, explains the syntax if you wanted to. But that way, it allowed me to rationalize and say, okay, this is what I want this command to do, and I wanted to do it when. Okay, this is when it's going to happen. Okay, what if this fails? Okay, this is going to happen, and it's very nice. And it gets you thinking along, you know, that coding mindset, and makes you a little more confident. Could I write it from scratch on my own? Maybe this one. It would take me a little bit just to verify that I had the syntax correct. But, it's definitely fun. So thinking about radio control and that, did you get your connector in for your Motorola? And have you set that up for autonomous restart?
Are you talking about switching it to TTCSS yet?
No, so that it comes back on its own after a power outage.
Oh, no, I haven't done that yet. I haven't had time. I had my meeting last night. It's our monthly meeting, and then we had the Monday night drills, so, both nights have been busy for me, and tonight's album's got dancing, so, yeah, busy nights.
Speaking of CTSS, I think I may have programmed, I've got another channel programmed in this radio, and I think I might have it correct. So if we want to try it, either today or some other time, I'm game.
I would say you can try it anytime you want.
KG2NVM, where'd you go?
Morning, Jeff. We're experimenting on a different channel, so that's probably why you don't hear Travis or Brad.
Okay. I was wondering, because I heard Brad say he was going to wanted to try something, and then everybody just kind of disappeared.
Yeah, you're going to have to wait for them to switch back. They're on a different PL tone, so they switched off, so they're talking, so I think they're going to switch back now.
Yeah, we're back. It seems like I've got the PL tone set correctly on that channel. So, Ross, if you want to change your node back to a PL tone, we're good to go, looks like.
All right, sounds good. I'll do that. I'll let Jeff in there hop in for a little bit. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. How's everybody doing today?
I, for one, am doing really good this morning. Feeling good and looking forward to getting some stuff done today.
Yahoo. Last night in school, we were talking... We covered printers, and the instructor was kind of going over, like, printing is not necessarily just having a little printer that sits next to your computer. He was going into, like, he used to work for, like, a big giant printing company that had a $500 million printer that would print rolls on of copper and then use that to print books and stuff. So he's like, printing's big, bigger than you expect.
Yeah, I'm thinking printers, like the kind I have, and they're for my computer or the one that we had at work that marketing had, which was a pretty good-sized machine that did a lot of collating and binding, I think, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, a lot of printers where you actually need to calibrate the monitor, calibrate the printer. Each color has its own nozzle. And not just the four colors you normally have, but when you want to make a particular color, it needs its own, and blah, 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 blah. Color temperature, and I'm like, oh, like 56K? And he's like, oh, you already know. That's right. You know a lot of things. So I think that was funny. Because I'm a photographer, so I understand color temperature and how light affects different works.
Yeah, every hobby has its rabbit hole, and I'm sure photography, like any other hobby or profession, has those rabbit holes, and you can really get lost in it.
But, like, have you ever taken a photograph with a film camera, and the pictures came out, like, have a greenish tint to them? That's because you were under fluorescent light. If you took pictures and they were orange, you were under a tungsten light. So you'd have to have the right color balance, and nowadays you can just hit a button in Photoshop and it'll take care of all that. But back in the day, it was quite extensive, and then different ways to get rid of that when you were trying to actually print a photograph. Your color correction at the negative level was much more difficult. But yeah, it was kind of fun though. Had an idea what was going on.
This is K2PCV popping in here just to say 73s. And I'll catch up with you guys tomorrow. This is an interesting conversation, but I got to run. K2PCB.
KC2NVM. I'm going to 73s everybody. Have a good day.
73s to you both. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Hey, Ross, how are you?
And just like...
It kind of reminds me of an old girlfriend I had one time.
Yeah, we all had one of those